Okay, the second half of the Gemara is that Hanas, Arba plus Zimna is a good Kedusha. And Rashi says, Lavdafka Hanas, Arba plus Zimna, but even Hanas, Mechilas Milva, it's also a good Kedusha. But the Gemara says, Asalasis came in Neha Ramas Ribis. It's not Ribis Dairaisa, it's only a type of Ribis Drapanan. Haramas Ribis is a type of a ribis derabanan, and it's osalasis came in the haramas ribis, means that it's osir because it's sort of a ribis derabanan. The question that we have to deal with is, why is it ribis derabanan? Why isn't it ribis deraisa? Why isn't it ribis deraisa? He says, I'll extend the loan, arvach lazim, you don't have to pay me for a few weeks. In exchange, you'll agree to be married to me. So the question is, why is that only Ribis Derabanan? Why is that not Ribis Deraisa? So Rashi answers, Haramas Ribis Udahavavaloi Ribis Gamor. So Rashi says, Deloi Kotzla Midi, Veloi Midi Shakul Mina. That line of Rashi is the subject of all the discussion here. What does it mean, Loi Kotzla Midi? It sounds like two things. Katz l'midi means you didn't set anything with her. L'midi shakul mina, you didn't take anything from her. What does that mean? So the Stipler brings three pshatim in why this is not ribis deraisa. And each of the three pshatim is important, at least like some shittas, and could be used to explain parts of Rashi. First, you have to know that there's Ribis Deraisa and Ribis Derabanan. Ribis Deraisa is called Ribis Ketzutza. The expression Ribis Ketzutza is an expression for Ribis Deraisa. The word Agar Notar is also an expression for Ribis Deraisa. Ribis Ketzutza, what does the word Ketzutza mean? Susa means that it was designated, it was set up, it was originally established. The rule of Ribis Ketzutza is that if I lend you money, a free loan, I lend you money, and later when you pay back the loan, you give me a gift, you thank me for lending you the money, you give me a gift, so everybody knows that's Ribis. That is only Ribis Derabanan, that's not Ribis Deraisa. Because in order to be ribis deraisa, it has to be ribis ketzutza. It has to be ribis that was set, that was established when we made the loan. It has to be kotzatz b'shas halvah. It has to be that when I lend you the money, I say, I'm lending you money, and you have to pay me whatever, 10%, or you have to give me a gift, or you have to pay me an extra amount, whatever I make up. But it has to be kotzutza, it has to be established b'shas halvah. That's called ribis ketzutza. Ribis b'shas pirayim, ribis that's given at the time you pay, that's not ribis ketzutza, that's ribis derabanan. The first pshat, the Stipler says in Rashi, loikotz lo midi, he says lachaira. Here, what's the case? Avoch lo zimna. You gave her a loan originally, you weren't talking about marriage. Now it's time to pay the loan. So now that it's time to pay the loan, you say, okay, I'll extend the loan another couple of weeks. In exchange, you have to agree to marry me. And then in exchange for that, I'll extend the loan. So l'chaira, that's not ribis ketzutza, because it wasn't established at the time of the loan. So Rashi says, lo kotz lo midi, l'chaira we could learn, that since it wasn't ribis ketzutza, it wasn't established at the time of the loan, that's the first pshat of why this would not be ribis. So with the Stipler, after the Stipler says this pshat of Rashi, pshat fits very nicely into Rashi, like Kotzlamidi, he didn't make up anything originally. The Stipler brings that actually there's a machlaikis rishainim. If I originally give you a loan without making up ribis, and now it's time to pay, And now I extend the loan. And at the time of Harvach HaZman, now at the time that I come along and I extend the loan, I say, okay, I'll only extend the loan if you give me interest. So there's a machlekes rishayim if that's called ribis ketzutza. The Rambam holds that that's not ketzutza because it wasn't at the time of the loan. A ribis ketzutza is only at the time of the loan. But the Ramban holds, no, that's also ketzutza. Ketzutza, at the time you extend the loan, it's also, at this point, I'm agreeing to lend you the money for another month. Say, I'll lend you money for 1 month. Now you ask me for an extension. So right now, I'm agreeing to extend it for a second month. So the Ramban holds that that is also called ribis d'oraisa. That's also ribis ketzutza. Because at the time I extend the loan, it's also... it's similar to the time I originally give the loan. Just like if I originally give a loan and I set ribis, that's ribis ketzutza. At the time I extend the loan, that's also ribis ketzutza. The sheet of the Ramban is that's also ribis d'oraisa. Which means that this pshat in our Gemara, that like katzla midi, that Nagimara, what's not ribis d'oraisa because you didn't make up originally, it's a good pshat like the Rambam. Like the Rambam is a very good pshat. But like the Ramban, it's not a good pshat. So according to the Ramban, it's ribis ketzutza even at the time that I extend the loan. That's also called ribis ketzutza. So it turns out that according to the Ramban, we still have a problem. And especially, he says, the Ramban brings Lashon Rashi. The Ramban brings the Lashon of Lekot Tzulamidi. And also he brings, there are those who say that Rashi holds like the Ramban. So while we have a good pshat like the Ramban, why it's not Ribis D'oraisa, which is this first pshat, the Stifler's first pshat, it's not Ribis D'oraisa because it wasn't made up Mishas Avah. That's a very good pshat, but it's a good pshat like the Ramban. It's not a good pshat like Rashi. It's not a good pshat like the Ramban. And therefore, we're going to need another pshat. But we have at least one mahalach in the Gemara. The Ramban is mahalach. The Ramban mahal, why is it that ribis d'oraisa? Because it wasn't kotzutz b'shas halva. That's the basic, the tamsis of the teretz according to the first part of the stipler. It's the first section of the stipler. Is that we have a pshat, but it's only good like the Rambam. Still shvei like Rashi, still shvei like the Ramban. But at least we have pshat number one of the Gemara. That's not that right, because it wasn't kotz as pshat
sofa. Yeah.
It's very interesting. Yeah, that the Rambam changed the case. Changed obviously for different reasons. Okay. At any rate, this is the first pshat. Then, in Ois Beis, Stipler suggests a different pshat in Rashi. We'll come back to the words like Kotzlamidi. But again, what are we trying to answer with the three pshat? Why is it Ribis D'Rabbanan? Why is it Ribis D'Raz? So we're trying to answer. So we said, like the Rambam, it's good. We'll come to a second pshat. Now, to know the second pshat, you have to understand another Yisayid in Ribis. A ribis involves two things. It involves the borrower paying and the lender receiving. Right? There are two parts to ribis. The one part is that the borrower gives money, and one part is the lender receives. Now, in Chazal's Lashon, that's called neshech and tarbis. Okay, neshech means... what does neshech mean, literally? Neshech means a bite. Who does a bite? It bites the person paying. That means if someone is paying money, then there's a... that's neshech. So who's a bite? That means neshech means someone's paying. The Torah calls ribis neshech. The Torah also calls it tarbis. Tarbis literally means... ribis means you're gaining. That's that the... Malva, the lender, gains. He makes money. A typical ribis is both. Neshech and Tarbis. Neshech means one person's losing, and Tarbis means one person's gaining. That's a typical case of Ribbis Dairais. Now, you could have a case where one person is gaining and the other person is not losing. You could have such a case. For example, let's say I lend you money, and we make up, I'm lending you money on the condition that I let you sleep on my couch tonight in my house. Right? So, is that Ribbis Dairais or is not Ribbis Dairais? What am I doing? I'm lending you money. In exchange, I'm letting you sleep in my house. Well, you're gaining. Till now you have to sleep in the street. You have to rent a hotel room. And now you're gaining. Now you can sleep in my house. What? I'm letting you sleep in my house. I'm letting the Malva is lending money to the Leiva on the condition that the Leiva lets the Malva sleep tonight in his house. The Malva, no, the Leiva lets the Malva, right? The Ribbis is that the Leiva pays the Malva. So the Leiva tells the Malva, if you lend me money, I'll let you sleep over tonight. Okay. So the question is, there the Malva gains as a place to sleep over. Does the Leiva lose anything? He doesn't lose anything. He's not promising to give him food. He's not promising to give him anything. He's just letting him sleep in his house. It's if it would be a hotel, he'd have a hotel room. He'd let him sleep in the hotel. So he's losing. The hotel room you normally pay for, you don't have to pay. But it's not a hotel. It's in my house. I'm not rolling out a special bed for you. I'm not doing anything for you. I'm going to let you lie down on my couch and go to sleep, and you'll overnight. So there, what? That's if the house is empty. The Marsha Bavis, that's the exception. But the, at any rate, the question is this Ribbis? It's what we would call Tarbis Bali Neshech. It's Tarbis, the Malva is gaining. Bali Neshech, the life is losing nothing. Is that Ribbis Dairaisa or not? Here the Rambam holds that it is Ribbis Dairaisa. Rambam Shita is that it's still Ribbis. He's still sleeping in my house. It's still Tarbis. It's still Ribbis Dairaisa. And the other Rishayim, the Ramban, holds that it's not. That's not Ribbis Dairaisa. That's Ribbis Darabana. In Cain, we have a teretz l'chayro ipshan and Rashi that stems with the Ramban's shita that lav midi shakul mina. What does Rashi say? Lav midi loy midi shakul mina. What does that mean? There's nothing shakul mina that you're taking from her, which means when she gets married, the man gains. The man gains because he's married to her. He doesn't have to pay a pruta. He's gaining, but she's not losing anything. She wants to be married to him. She's not losing. There's nothing she has that she's losing. Lo nidi shakul mina. You're not taking anything from her. So you're taking her ishus, but it's something that she has. She wants to give away. It's not something of substance that she's actually giving away. There's nothing of substance that she's giving away. She's giving away that she wants, but she wants to be married to him. She doesn't want to be married to anybody else. What? Then what?
No, we're going
to right now, what's he getting? In exchange for Arvachas Man, he's getting that she agrees to be married to him, that she's becoming married to him. That becoming married, doesn't she loses nothing by it. She loses her issues, but that's something that she wants to get. She doesn't want to marry anybody else. She wants to be married to him. That's not giving away anything of hers. If Kedusha require that the woman give money, then it may be different. But yes. Yeah, if it's true, it's taka emes. A regular case of ribbis, let's say a person pays and he says, "I don't care, I don't need the money." He's still paying. So you're right. In that case, he's still paying. Here, so you're really right. It's not enough that she doesn't mind giving it away. You're right. It's that she's not giving away. She's doing what she wants. She's becoming married. A woman who becomes married, she's giving something. She's not giving anything. She's in ochinami. She loses her right to marry somebody else. But that's not giving something. What? You say it's kesef piroin. It's being exchanged for something. What do you say? It's a bit of a time. Now, one second. Let me tell you what the stifler says first. All right, the stifler says that la vidi shokol mina means that this is not ribis deraisa because she's not giving up anything. There's no neshech. She's not giving up anything. Since she's not giving up anything, therefore, it's not ribis deraisa. Which means what the stifler is saying, the way that these two terutz fit is, according to the Rambam, wouldn't be ribis deraisa because it's not ketzitza originally. According to the Ramban, it's not ribis deraisa because it's not neshech. She's not losing anything. She's not giving up anything. This is what the stipler says in the second teretz. Now we have some tainus here on the second teretz. A taining that she really, everyone's taining really, that she's giving up her ishus. So she is giving up something. And she doesn't care, but that's a good taina. If I give you money for ribbis and I don't care, so it's a still ribbis. And well, if you learn that like the sma, that it has to be a pirayin, it has to be a tais pirayin, so then we said it does have a value. A woman sets the value to her ishus.
She's not giving up the ishus for the loan. She's giving up the ishus because she wants to get married.
Well, every time a woman gets married for a ring, what does that mean? She's doing it, she wants to get married. Nobody would be foolish enough just for the ring itself. But in the Maisa Kedushin, she's doing it for the ring. Here, in the Maisa Kedushin, she's doing it for the Harvachas Mas. Otherwise it wouldn't be a Kedushin. She's doing it for the Harvachas Mas. We're just saying she's not really losing anything. Why is she not losing anything? Because what's she doing? What's she giving up? She's giving up that she's married. Problem is that we looked at it differently, especially if Kesef is Pirayin, we looked at it that she's giving up her Ishus, her eligibility, and that she is giving up something.
But she would have done that anyway. She would have gotten married anyway.
Oh, so that's why I started saying, but someone tainted, if I want to give you money anyway and I give it to you in exchange for a loan, it's still ribbis. Yeah, I don't care about the money. I have so much money, I don't care. It's still ribbis.
Does that mean the buyer or the seller?
So it seems to have both of them.
Why? Over here I'm giving something to the Isha. It has to be at least the Pusa. The Isha, she's in the Kodesh.
But that's not Pirayin. Pirayin means it's exchange for something. That's what Pirayin means. Pirayin means exchange. If you don't like the Sma, the way Dabney Blum explained the Sma, it has to be an exchange for something. It has to be.
I'm
gaining that she's married to me.
Right,
she's losing Ishus. Ishus not the same thing. I mean, it's like incidentally, it happens to be that there's such a deal. Yes, I can still marry her. Yeah, but if you learn it's Pirayin, you have to learn that he's getting the Ishus. Otherwise the word Pirayin doesn't make sense. Pirayin means, that's the way we learned, when we learned the Sma, the way David Wilm learned the Sma, that's the only way that we were able to explain it. That there is an exchange of some sort.
There's no intrinsic value.
That there's no intrinsic value to the marriage, even though it's something he wants and something he's willing to pay for.
There's no value to it. Same thing by Anna. Any Anna that you're having, there's no intrinsic value to Anna. But you're still getting it. So then everything we should do is good.
what you're saying may be true, but I don't think it fits into the second shot of the stipler. It might fit into the third. In the second shot, he's saying the man is getting something. He's just saying the woman's not losing, right? That's the whole second shot, that it's tarbis without neshach. So if he's getting, what's he getting? We're considering it something. So he's getting something and she's not giving up anything. So maybe if you don't learn B'tar Shav, this shot would fit. Haka, yes? But she's giving up the control over it. Well, it's not that no one else wants to marry. She doesn't want to marry anybody else either. Right? She's not interested in marrying anybody else.
She's
so
giving something up. She can't do something. Now, why is she giving away? Or why is she losing it? So no one else is married.
Perhaps that's the pshat, that to her, it's not nesha, because it's not worth anything to her, because she's not, there's nobody else wants to marry her. No, the second pshat is not as gishmak as I thought it was. But, I mean,
maybe she's doing it anyway.
What?
Either way she's going to give up Rishas.
If she wants to marry him anyway. Yeah, but is that enough? That's why I was thinking about it, but l'chayra, that's the taina, that still you can't do that in exchange for a loan. Now, even if I would be willing to do it anyway, I still can't do it in exchange for a loan. That there still should be ribbis. Even if I have something I don't care about, if I give it to you in exchange for a loan, it's still.
Oh, the ribbis give me
She's not losing anything because she's not losing anything. Why? Because she's not losing anything, or because she wants to give it away anyway?
She's going to do it anyway.
So she was really asking to marry him for a shtar, which she gets nothing. So she's really asking to do it for a shtar. So instead, she's doing it for a loan. So she's not losing anything.
What's the difference? Hmm? Thank you, she's giving it away.
She's giving away something.
Doesn't make a difference if she wanted to. Like I said before, even if the guy had $1 million and he's willing to give away the $1 million, you know. He's still giving it away. It doesn't make a difference
then. So here, she's really giving away something which to the average woman in the street has a value. She, under these circumstances, is very happy to do it. Okay, that's still ribbis.
And the whole shot of the ribbis is not obligations. The shot of the ribbis is on the proof that she's not
paid. Right, but now the question is being posed now is that Lacharit should be ribbis on the ishus. On the ishus part, why isn't it ribbis? It's a little difficult. We're going a whole year with the mahalach that the ishus has a value. L'chayr, this teretz doesn't go with that mahalach. Because the mahalach that the ishus bemis has no value. Under these circumstances, it's true. She's happy to give it away, but l'chayr, it does have a value. But the second pshat stipler needs a little more explanation. Unless it's going like the oshitis. Like the Shittas Hataz or Evan Ozel, that even if normally Kesef is Pirayim, here it's just a Maisa Kinyan, there is no Pirayim. Right. Let's see if the third Pshat fears any better. Stipler has a third Mahalach. If you're not careful in reading the Stipler, you won't chop the difference between Ois Beis and Ois Gimel, the two Mahalach. In Ois Gimel, first of all, it's a very amusing Lashon of the Ritzvah. And he brings the Lashon of Ritzvah. That when a person gets married, does he get a wife? Does he get something? So Ritva's Lashon is that he's kinda odayim la'atzmai. Then when a person gets married, what does he get? He gets an odayim. He gets a boss. He's not, I'm smiling. He's not, Ritva's obviously a married man, you see. That's the Ritva's Lashon, that he's not, the Avnei Mu'um brings it all over the place. He talks about getting something in marriage, he uses this Lashon, that he's kind of odd in lines. So what the Ritva is saying, the third pshat, which is the third pshat of the stipler, the Ritva, is that in marriage, it's taka true, she gives up something. But she also gets something. And that's equal. What she gives away and what she gets is equal. The same thing to man. He gives away certain things, he gets certain things. He gives an example. That she, her maisi adeha, go to her husband. What she earns goes to her husband. But in exchange, the husband's chayav to give her mezainus. Now that's considered, in the responsibility, it's considered an equal thing. Even though sometimes you have one person makes more money, one person makes less. But to add some responsibility, it's equal. So Zakhtu Itva, in marriage, it's true she gives up something, and it's true he gives up something. It's true she gains, it's true he gains. But being that the relationship is reciprocal, it goes both ways. So there's neither Neshech nor Tarvis. Nobody has a net gain. It's a relationship between two sides. And nobody gains, nobody can be said that he's kind of something, or she's kind of something. There's no Neshech, there's no Tarvis. There's no adding, there's no deducting. Lav midi, shakul mina. He's not getting anything. He's not. It's true he gets and he gives. That's not ribis. Ribis is if you have a benefit. Not if the deal is equal. If I agree, I'll lend you money. And at the same time, I'll lend you money, but I'll trade, I'll give you a dollar, you give me a dollar. I give you a dollar, give me four quarters. So that's not ribis. If I give you a dollar, give me four quarters, that means it's equal. So Zupka Stipler, in the third pshat, which he's explaining the Ritva's pshat, is it's not ribis because in marriage, the man is not gaining and the woman is not losing. It's an even deal.
She's fooling him, sort of.
He's getting, but he's giving something of equal value. She's loyal to him, he's loyal to her. He's responsible to her, she's responsible to him. It's even. What? So the original law, and I'm being man. I'm saying I want to marry you with Harvachas man. So in exchange for me extending the loan, be married to me. The shaila is that should be Ribis Dayaisa. I'm getting something. The answer is, I taka get something, but I give something of equal value, so that's not Ribis. Ribis is if I get something more than I had before. Not if I get something of equal value.
You get everything she owns.
No, it's not true. Whatever a woman owned before marriage, the husband doesn't own. She continues to own it. The husband's allowed to use it to make parnassus, like Maisi Adair. But let's say a woman comes into marriage with money, that's her money. It's not, if she becomes an almana, it doesn't go to his yarshin, it remains hers. That's called the same look, right? Money she brings in, it still remains hers.
I didn't have ribbis at all.
What? So it comes out, according to this ritva, that it's ribbis, what are we saying? That it's ribbis, what? That it's ribbis to Rabbanon, it's haromas ribbis, because I'm doing is, in exchange for Havach HaSaman, I'm being married, I'm not giving anything extra. Where? By Dalit Zahe, you mean? Once he explains. One second. So this third pshat is better. The difference between the second pshat and the third pshat. In the second pshat, the stipler learned that the husband is gaining, just the woman's not losing. In the third pshat, he's saying that neither of them gains or loses. There's no tarbis, there's no nashik. Marriage is a deal. There's no gain, there's no loss. Lavidi shakumina means that it's not, nothing is happening. It's not ribs. What? Yeah, it's a different shot. It could be.
That's what it
stands for. Okay, nice. Okay. Third shot doesn't have our problem that we have with the second shot.
It answers
if it's not the same shot. It answers if they're saying a different shot. They're saying a different husband. So, Hakoponim, these are three mahalsim in the Gemara. So, again, in Lakotz Lamidi, we only have one mahalach, which is the Ramban. That's not the Raisa because it's not Kotzus. In Lamini Shokolino, we have two mahalchim. Either the second mahalach of the stipler, that it's not Neshech, or the third mahalach, which he calls the Ritva Shita, that it's neither Neshech nor Tarbis. Marriage is a somehow a deal where they both don't gain anything. There's no gain on either side, so it's a deal. It's a deal that they both get into. Now, the stipler adds a knech. He says, the Gemara said, if you were cut dalit behay, it would be ribis gomer. That means if I lend a woman $400, she has to pay me back $500. We made up ribis. If I lend her $400, she has to pay me $500. And then later I say, Harayat Mekudeshesli, with that $100 of ribis, Gemara says that would be ribis gomor. That's ribis dairaisa. What's the husband getting? He's getting marriage. We just said marriage is not a game. He's getting marriage, and it's ribis gomor. So the stipler brings from the Rashba that when you set a price, so that's achshave. If you send a price, you set a price to it. So she owes you $100, and now for the $100 you're getting married. So you're achshave. You set a price to the ishus. I'm a mele. It works. It works. That $100, that is takaribis. So that when you set a price, when it's dollar behay, when she owes you $100 and you say in exchange for $100, we should be married. So nachinami. In that case, it's taka problem. And when Rashi says loikotz lo midi, look this type, loikotz lo midi means she didn't set a price of dollar behay. Loikotz lo midi, there was never achshave. Loikotz lo midi, there was no achshave because they didn't. It's not a case of dollar behay. Because of the pshat that we said l'b'shem the ritzvah. So memela, it's not ribis dairas.
But tonight, going back to the original question, now I'm doing another,
but it's not a problem, because if you're going to say that there's no tarvis to the man, it's only a problem with the second shot, because we said there's a tarvis to the man, so then there's a kasha that b'chayra, it's a neshach to the woman. But here, we are saying that I'm mekadesh you with darvachasman. In exchange for darvachasman, I get your rishus. But at the same time, I give you whatever the higher responsibilities of a man are. If that's an equal wash, so nachinami, I'm buying from you something, but I'm also giving you something else. There's no net gain, so it's not ribis. In fact, you're getting something. But if the husband has no gain from it, if he ends up giving as much as he's getting, so then there's no, that can't be ribis. Even though he's getting something. But since he's also giving, that wouldn't be ribis. So kaponim, we end up with three pshatim in the Gemara, three reasons why it's not ribis dairaisa, and why it's ribis d'rabanan. All right, there's a cler in Yanei Ribis. If you want to say shtikl Torah and hilchas ribis, it's a cler which all comes down to two words in our Gemara. I'm not starting with this Gemara in general. What's ribis? Ribis is I lend you money, you pay me extra. Now the halacha is that, of course, you're not allowed to take ribis. And if you do take ribis, you have to pay it back. V'chai achicha imach. We learn out of a pasuk. V'chai achicha imach, says by ribis. We learn darshin, v'chai achicha imach, let your brother live with you. Neheder lei ki hecha di yichya. Give it back to him so he could live. The person who pays ribis has a hard time. So, v'chai achicha imach teaches you have to pay ribis back. Shaila is, what are dine ribis? Let's say I make a contract for ribis with you. I lend you $100, and you have to give me $120 back. And I don't care, I know this hilchas ribis, I want the $20 anyway. When I take the $20 from you, what aveira am I doing? This is a ribis, I understand. But in lomdis, what am I doing? You could learn. I'm a gazman. It's a chayshim mishpat kedim. I'm taking money that I have no right to. You're talking giving it willingly. The sir said you're not allowed to give it. You could learn that ribis, it's like gezela. Even though gezela is against the person's will, and here the person's willing, so that's the chiddush of ribis. The chiddush of ribis is that even though the person's willing, I'm a ganif. It's a chayshim mishpat kedim that I'm not allowed to take from you money which I'm not entitled to. And ribis, the parsha ribis says they're not entitled to it. Or you could say, no, 1 minute. Al tzchayshin mishpat, I'm entitled to the money. I made a deal with you and you agreed to it. And I'm entitled to it. There's a din, a dine issa v'heter. There's a yeridaya dikadin that I'm not allowed to take ribbis. It's a din on yeridaya and isurim. So I was iver an isur. Like if someone eats nevela, he's iver an isur. But a ganiv, I'm not a ganiv. I made a deal with you. I lend you money, you pay me back extra, and you pay me back extra. I'm a ganiv. No. Al dine mamin is, it's fine. It's a din in Hilchis Yaredeya that there's an aveira in taking ribbis and in paying ribbis. But that has nothing to do with the din Chayshe Mishpat. That has nothing to do with the Mamin Shabbat. I'll be in Afgamina. I just think, I'll give you an illustration. Afgamina shall help illustrate the Tutsdagen, okay? Let's say you're a Esrik Seicher, you sell Esrik. So I lend you money on the condition that you pay me back the money plus you give me an Esrik. Alright? So I lend you $100, and then comes with Fosukis, you give me back my $100 plus you give me a free Esrik. Now that Esrik, of course, is Ribbis. I'll take it. I took it. Is that Esrik has to be Lochem? Right? Esrik HaGozel is possible. Can I be Yotze with that Esrik? If you learn Ribbis is a Chayshim Mishpatikadin, it's a din and dine mominis that I'm a ganiv if I take ribbis. So if I take this esrik from you, then I'm a ganiv. It's esrik hagozel. I can give it to esrik. I have no right to it. If you learn, no, in dine mominis, I'm entitled to it. You're giving it to me willingly. This is aitike isser. This is yoredeya dike isser. That an esrik that if I take this esrik, I'm over on the isser of ribbis. If that's one second. If it's that, then it's not chsar and lochem. Then there's not chsar and lochem. It's a mitzvah bav avera. And lochem is not chsar. It's bav avera. We'll have to work out mitzvah bav avera. But lochem wouldn't be a chsar. That chsar is being yours. You have a question. Why is it mitzvah bav avera? It's Nachmina says. So I have to know why. But you understand Nachmina, it's lochem on that. Is it mine? Is it mine or is it not mine? It's money I'm not entitled to. I'm taking money that I'm not entitled to. When I say the word ganiv, I don't mean ganiv with aver of leisignaiv. I mean you're taking money you're not entitled to in the parsha of ribbis. Can gazela? It's not gazela because he gave it willingly. The Gemara is the kasha in Ezer Neshach. That a person who takes ribbis should be a ganiv. Says no, because he gives it willingly. That's the Gemara says. But I don't mean ganiv manish. I mean that it's a chayshim mishpatik thing. I'm taking money I'm not entitled to. Why?
Because
if the Torah says no, I'll take the money. Says not my money. It's not my money. Let's do an understanding of Issa Ribbis. We'll talk about that difference. That's happening. Now this Chakira is discussed in Kama Achrayim. Pashtus, it's a machlaikis, the Ritva in Taisvis. The Ritva in Bav Metzia says there's a halacha that if a man who took ribbis dies, his children do not have to give back the ribbis. If a man takes ribbis, so Kozman is alive, he has to return the ribbis. If he dies, so the children are not obligated to pay back the ribbis. Except the Gemara says there's a case where they do, if it's a davar mesuyim. Let's say for ribbis they got a fancy car or something. So it's a bazillion for the father. Everyone who sees it knows it's ribbis. Then there's a halacha, they have to give it back. But basically, if the father took ribbis and he dies, the children don't have to pay back the ribbis. So that's a raya. It's a raya. That ribbis is not a chayshimish, but it's yours. That's not a chayshimish, that's your day of the kiddin. It's not a chayshimish, but the kiddin. Because otherwise the kids would have to give it back. If the father steals and he dies, so the children have to take from the Yerusha and pay back the Geneva. The father cheats someone, I know, so they have to take from the Yerusha and pay back the Geneva. That I know. If Ribbis, the children don't have to pay back, so the Ritva, it's a Raya, that Ribbis is not, that once you pay Ribbis, the taka belongs to the person who receives it. This is the Ritva Shita. There's a Tosis above a Kama, Kuf Yud Beis, that says Beferish that Ribbis is Kemoi Gezel B'yadai, that Ribbis is like Gezela. It's a Machlekes Rishayim. Lamaisa, many Achrayim bring this as a Machlekes Rishayim. There's a Tshuva in the Marsham. Someone gave a loan, and for Ribbis he got some gold, some silver coins, and he used those silver coins for Pidyon HaBen. He had a Bechar, he had to do Pidyon HaBen, so he got some silver coins for now he used it for Pidyon HaBen. So now the one who paid the Ribbis goes to the Kohen, he says, I want my silver coins back, I paid it for Ribbis, Ribbis is Chayzer, so I want it back. Do you have any Tvi on the Kohen? Told the Kohen, I want my coins back. So Marsham says it depends on this machlokes. If you learn like the Ritva, that's a Yerodeya Dikadin. That means when he gave the coins to the father, it was the father's. The father gave to the Kohen, it's the Kohen's. So he has no tefiyah on the Kohen. The Kohen took something that belonged to the person who gave it to him. If you learn like Tosfos, that it's Kegezel B'yadai, so in Achinami, the Kohen has to give it back. Those coins the father gave away, coins that were not his. So then the Kohen would have to give it back.
So
that all, if there was Yish. So this is all these two Mahalchim and Ribbis, yes. Probably not. Maybe. Probably not, because it's not Mamish case of Gzeil. I don't think that's Gzeil. It can't be Gzeil. If the Vivesh of Gzeil, then the children would also have to return. Yeah, okay. If we have time, I'll get to what we do with that. Now, how is this negeir to our sugya? Two reasons negeir to our sugya. First of all, the Ritva in our Gemara says, Vadai, afilu ribis gemura, in kivar parosailai. If she already paid the ribis, a man lends a woman money beribis. So he lends her 100 and she has to give back 200. Now she gave back the 200 to the man. And then, once he received the 200, chazar v'kitshabai, he turned around and was mekadisha with the ribis money. It was mekadisha with the thing he got beribis. So what do you think? Should we go kedushin or not? A woman paid $200, a bad example, because which 100 is the ribis? Let's say he lends her $100 and she has to give back $100 plus some object. He likes paintings. So you're giving back $100 plus a painting. So she gives him back the $100 plus the painting. Now he takes the painting and he says, Harry, I'm a kedush asli with this painting. So is that a good kedushin or not a good kedushin? So the Ritva should say that it is. So Baruch Hashem, he does. He says, in kavar paras lei v'chaza v'kitshavai v'kodeshes. Why? The mois, the ribis, shaparam, loiva, lamalva, konai legamri. Umama in gomor hain loi. El sheesh alavchia vasira. That means that when the Ritva Shita is, that when you pay ribis, it's a tashlum in gemura, it's totally paid, and there's a separate bits for the Torah, v'chayechi himach, the bits I say to give it back. Because now you don't give it back, it's totally yours. So the Ritva learns that once you pay, the payment is chal, and it's a tashlum in gemura, and that's that.
Would it be considered him giving back also?
What?
Would that be considered him giving back the ribbis also?
No, he's saying he's not yet to give back the ribbis. That was dumb. The Machne Ephraim argues with this Ritva based on Tosfos, and And he says that's not true. He says, "Loi mi boy, if the ribis was a chayfis, that he can't be mekadesha, even if it was cash. Even if she gave him cash for ribis, and he was mekadesha with it, it also wouldn't be chal. Because it's her money. It's not his money." It's obviously the Machna Frayim holds the ikar is that it's a chayshim ishpatikadin. That when she pays him ribis, he says it's not true that the chayv is not chal, it's not true that the money becomes his. It's not emes. The Torah said that if you pay someone ribis, that the person has to give it back. That means that he's not kainish. The Ritva brought a raya for the fact that the children don't have to pay back. So it's a raya that you are kainit. So to Machna Frayim, why are you bringing a raya from the fact that children don't have to give it back? Bring a raya from the fact that he does have to give it back. The Maisa, he has to give it back. So if he has to give it back, obviously it's a chayshim mishpatika chesaron. It's a chayshim mishpatika din that if you give someone ribis, it's not his. It's not his. And in Eila, it's not... And in Mela, it's not true what the Ritva says that it's a Kedesh. So the Ritva learns, the Machna Frayim learns, that it's a Gzeres HaKosov. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. Kids don't have to give it back. The father has to give it back. I want all the kids have to give it back. He says, that's a Gzeres HaKosov. V'chai Yafifa Imach. That only Imach and not with your kids. He learns that's a Gzeres HaKosov. But really, Be'etzem, it's a chayshim mishpatikah din. You have to give it back, and not for the pasuk. The kids would have to give it back.
Why is that a right?
Because it has to be his. You can't take a lady's thing and be mekadesha with it. Right. Because he says, if the woman gives the man cash for ribis, that ribis cash is still hers. It's not his. What? Those coins, that's what he says. If those exact coins are hers, it never became his. If she's masking, if she's not masking, you're entitled to those. It's true, when coins get mixed with other coins, you know, so you give different coins. But he says, calls a man, you have those coins are hers. If I have something, and I ask you, hold it for me, please. So it's still mine, even if it's coins, even coins. If I have a dollar bill, I say, can you hold this for a minute? It's still my dollar. It might be true, I'm not macro, you give me a different dollar, but it's still my dollar. You can't get away from the fact that it's mine. He learns that when you give the dollar, the thing is that the Gemara is a strong raya to the Ritva. Look at the language of the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Ilay Meda Askefa, Domala Arba Bechamisha. What's the Gemara saying? You lend a woman four, and you say, pay me back five. And you mekadesha with which zuz? The fifth zuz. So Gemara has two kashas. First of all, her ribis now, you see. All right, that's ribis deraisa. It's true. Va'oid. Hainu milva. What does hainu milva mean? Hainu milva means that the dollar, that dollar, she owes you. Hainu milva, that's like a loan. She owes you the dollar. Isn't that what it means? Oid hainu milva? Look at Rashi. Oid hainu milva. Afa zuza zek far mechuyeves. Vaymedes. Rashi says the fifth zuz, she's taka chayiv to you. What do you mean she's chayiv to you? It's ribis. The fifth zuz, hainu milva, kvar mechuyeves vaymedes. What do you mean kvar mechuyeves vaymedes? If you learn that it's gezel, so she's not mechuyev to give you anything. This Loshna Gemara and Rashi seems very clear that the emes is that fifth zuz, the ribis zuz, is taka achayiv. It's taka owed to me. The taka is owed to me. It seems from these two words of the Gemara, hainu milva, certainly the way Rashi explains it, seem to be a strong raya to the Ritva. The Ritva's yisayit is that if you make up with me that I'm going to pay ribis, I'm taka mechayiv, al tchay shemish, but I have to pay ribis. There's an Isser in the Yaradaya, there's an Isser of Ribbis. But Al Tchash and Mishpat, I would have to pay Ribbis. It's a very strong Raya. So I don't know, I'm not sure how the Machna Frayim or Taisis would get around this, But the Lashon Gemara, Hainu Milva, it's a moch mechudish, like a way of learning. Most people don't think of it that way. What Ritva is saying is that when you make up to pay ribis, you taka owe ribis. Al tzchashim mishpat, you owe it. And if you pay it, it's taka given. It becomes the other person's. There's a din, there's an isser. There's an aveir involved. Yes? But why did the Gemara ask better? The Gemara should have said, Vesu, there is no fifth suz. I don't know, they should have said better. Vesu, there is no fifth suz. She doesn't owe it to him. Why say even if you would? If Demis says it's not, you might as well ask straight. It's straight the other way too. Gemara could have said, Vesu, the fifth suz, she doesn't owe it to him. Why say that? Why is it a regular halva? Why is the fifth zuz a halva? The fifth zuz is a halva? The Gemara seems to be saying Hainu Milva, that it is a halva. You're not reading the question of the Gemara. All right, Rashi says clearly, Zuz hazeh kfar mechuyev es vaymedes. This Zuz is already a chiyuv. And which chaylik of your day is Hilchas Rivas? Is that a raya? Why is Hilchas Rivas in your day? Why is it Cheshvan Mishnah? Chayla, the fact in your day should be a raya. The thing is that there's a bach right in the beginning. You understand, you don't pass the malachas from this, but there's a bach in the beginning of Hilchas Ribbis. The bach says, what's this doing here? He says, because the previous simon had talked about a certain inyan of relationship with a guy. So Hilchas Ribbis also starts with the din that to a yid you're not allowed to lend, to a guy you are allowed to lend beribbis, and the mele gets into Hilchas Ribbis. But the bach is the kasha, what's it doing here a day? If I say it's the bach held, it belongs to Chesh Mishpat. So I guess it's hard to bring a raya from there. But this kler, it's a basic kler, and the Lashna Gemara seems to be a raya to the Ritva. Okay, tomorrow please start the next sugya of Matan Rav Mahazar.